Welcome to The Piping Hour. I'm your host, Stephen Rookledge, and in this time together, we'll explore new and old recordings of Kilmore and Kilbeg, the big and small music of the great Highland bagpipe, as well as enjoy some Gaelic song and listen to some various music from Celtic folk traditions. We're coming to you from the Reading studios of KKRN Bella Vista, 88.5 FM. We're streaming online at kkrn.org, and we have a free app available for streaming on the go. So we hope you stay with us for the next hour to listen to some of the best bagpipes on the wireless here on The Piping Hour. Thank you very much for joining us this hour. We're going to explore a little bit of the music from years past, centered around the music of the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums, sponsored by the Hepburn and Ross Limited Distillery in Glasgow that made the famous Red Hackle whiskey. Shortly after the Second World War, its musical heyday was in the early 1970s, when its blend of other instruments with the pipe band produced some of the finest LPs of the era, and also produced some of the finest pipers. We're going to start out this hour with one of those pipers, gold medalist Andrew Wright, who plays here a modern composition by pipe major Donald MacLeod. And as Donald MacLeod described it so well in the foreword of his Pibroch collection, the trees that sheltered the homes in the Highlands were often left standing tall long after the crofts had been abandoned. Here's Andrew Wright playing Lament for the Rowan Tree. Thank you. was a slow air retreat in March, starting with Kailescu, from the LP The Pride of Scotland by the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums. It was the first LP recorded with pipe major John Weatherston, who had come over to the Red Hackle in the mid-1960s after winning the world championships in 1962, hitting the pipes and drums of the 277 Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. And here's a track of the pipes and drums of the 277 Argyll and Sutherland Highlanders. It's the March Strathspeyan Reel, starting with the march, John MacDonald of Glencoe.
Thank you.
rousing rendition of the Black Bear Hornpipe, brought to you by the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums, Pipe Major John Weatherston. That was on the Spirit of Scotland LP from 1971. Right before that was the Pibroch Lament for Donald Dougal Mackay, and it was played by Roderick MacLeod, who joined Red Hackle Pipe Band at 16 years of age. Red Hackle began to branch out even farther, with the addition not only of organs, but of electric fiddles as well. This culminated in their seminal album, Red Hackle in Concert, published in 1973, with concert brass, organists, Charlie Cowie on fiddle, and of course, the drum scores arranged by drum major Wilson Young. Here are some polkas from that LP. We're nearing the end of our time together, and I wanted to remind you that you are a listener to listener-supported community radio, KKRN 88.5 FM. Now, we're supported by listeners like you, and this show and all shows on this station are brought to you by volunteers. Now, if you're interested in becoming a supporter of listener-supported radio, go to our website, kkrn.org, and click on the Donate button. Or you can do it the old-fashioned way and mail us a donation to P.O. Box 188, Montgomery Creek, California, 96065. The locals can always call us at 530-337-1101 to see about volunteer opportunities here at the station. That was a medley from the Blend of Red Hackle LP in 1981, when the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums had the pipe major Malcolm McKenzie. Although soon to be on its last legs, the band still produced excellent music and was truly one of the iconic pipe bands of the 1970s, when the music was expanding, the technique was improving, and these LPs that were sent out in a very short amount of time affected many people around the world, including myself, who was very eager to receive in 1973 the Red Hackle in Concert LP. Ahead of its time, though some of it dated, what really struck home for me was this medley of Strathspeys and Reels. Thank you very much for joining me this hour. It was a bit of a trip down memory lane for me because of the impact that the Red Hackle Pipes and Drums had on my early life and appreciation for pipe music. We're going to end this hour with another member of the Red Hackle Pipe Band, Ian McFadgen, playing the Kilmore piece, The Old Men of the Shells. And we would like to wish for you, until we meet again during the next piping hour, safe seas.